It's 20 minutes after 4 downtown here on a Tuesday afternoon. Getting set for the start of the conference finals in the NBA playoffs with more on that. We're joined on the phone by NBA writer Jason Pat of today's Fast Break in SB Nation. Jason, welcome back to downtown.
Thanks for having me out again.
So help us out here. What the heck happened to the LA Clippers?
Oh, yeah, that was just monumental choke job. I mean, obviously everybody thought that they had that series locked up. After those two games, they won the first game without Chris Paul, lost the next game, then they won the next two by like 20-some points each game. They looked completely dominant. Everything was rolling for them. And the Rockets looked like they had basically rolled over. Rockets they go back home. They get a win on their home court. Maybe they make it a little interesting. And the Clippers have that 19-point lead in the third quarter of Game 6. And you think, all right, now it's definitely over. The Rockets just went on that crazy run in the fourth quarter, outscored them 40-15. Josh Smith is making crazy threes. The Clippers kind of just stagnated offensively. And then Houston goes back home and plays a really good game in Game 7. The Clippers just kind of looked shell-shocked in that Game 7. They came out really sloppy. They didn't have any energy. They kind of kept it close for a little there. They got back into it. They just didn't have enough. And it was just, I mean, hugely disappointing because this would have been their first time in the conference finals ever. Chris Paul's never been in the conference finals. And it looked like this was finally going to be the time they got over the hump. And then it just all came crashing down. Just a whole bunch of factors go into it. Their depth was bad. The starters probably got tired. They had the huge Game 6 collapse. So a whole bunch of factors go into it and just a disappointing ending.
And does Doc Rivers get a free pass from people because he's so well-respected and well-liked in the league, even though he didn't take him any further than Vinny Del Negro?
I think a lot of people recognize that Doc isn't the best GM or president, whatever you want to call it, in terms of player personnel. I think a lot of people still respect him as a coach. I mean, obviously losing this series is tough, but I think when you look at the job he's done as the player personnel guy, he's just never been able to really do anything with their bench. He made some really terrible signings this past summer. He made an awful trade. The Clippers don't have much depth on the wing. He traded Jared Dudley to the Bucks, and he traded a first-round pick along with him for guys that just ended up cutting. So he basically has killed this team's depth, and we saw the problems that they had all year with the bench, and it ended up coming back to bite them because the starters by the end of the year, by the end of the series, they were worn out, and that might have contributed to that collapse in Game 6. Just they just didn't have enough playable guys, and it really hurt them. I think people are recognizing that Doc hasn't been the best GM, but he's still a very good coach, but he's got to do something about that bench to make it a little better.
Well, Houston, of course, has struggled with Golden State, lost all four times they played this season. Not a particularly strong defensive team. What would have to go right for the Rockets to be able to, I mean, not even win the series, but win a game or two?
I mean, they're going to have to get a lot of performances like they did in these last few games from some of their role guys. Like obviously, Howard and James Harden, they're going to have to be huge. I mean, that's no doubt about that. But then you look at guys like Josh Smith, who played great in the first round, and then he was awful in the first four games, and not coincidentally, the Rockets went down 3-1. And in the last three games, he stepped up. He hit all those threes in the last couple games. You look at other guys like Trevor Ariza, who's been kind of streaked with his shooting, and his defense will be huge. I'm assuming Ariza will probably get time on Klay Thompson, and Stephen Curry is one of the better wing defenders on the team. You have guys like Jason Terry, you have guys like Corey Brewer. These are all guys that stepped up big time, and that helped them come back into the Clippers. They're going to need those big performances from the role players to really have any chance against Golden State.
We're talking with Jason Pat of SB Nation, today's Fast Break on the Tiller and Rye telephone line. In the East, we've got the number one and two seeds, but these aren't quite the same teams that they were even just a couple of months ago as injuries have taken their toll.
Yeah, I mean, if we look at Atlanta, they kind of struggled through those first two rounds. They struggled against the Nets. They won in six in the last series. They got lucky with John Wall breaking his hand. Wall missed those three games, and the Hawks won two of those games. And in those last two games of the series, they basically came right down to the wire, and they kind of looked out in those two. You got the Al Horford game winner in Game 5, and then the Pierce shot that didn't count in Game 6. That would have sent that to overtime. So the Hawks haven't looked particularly strong. They haven't shot as well as they have in the regular season. And then you look at the Cavs. You got Kyrie Irving's got all his injuries. Obviously, Kevin Love's been out since that Boston series. Cavs do still have LeBron, and they had some guys really step up against the Bulls, and they handled the Bulls in that last game. Guys like Iman Shumpert, J.R. Smith, Matthew Dellavedova stepped up big time. So it'll definitely be interesting to see in that series. I think that one definitely should be more competitive than Rockets Warriors. I was thinking the Rocket or the Warriors are the clear favorite. Than the other one, I think Hawks Cavs is kind of a toss up. If the Cavs were healthy, and they had Love, and they had help, and Kyrie was going with full strength, I think the Cavs would be considered the favorite. But I think now, I think a lot of people are either going the Hawks in seven games, they have the home court, and maybe the Cavs in six or seven games. So that should be a good series.
Well, it's an interesting matchup, too, of a team that likes to shoot from outside but doesn't have much inside strength, and that great game in the paint that Cleveland's got. So who do you give an advantage to?
That was a really tough one. I would trend towards just going with LeBron because, I mean, just he's LeBron James, best player in the league, and the Cavs big men have been playing. Their defense has been huge. That was one thing that's really been impressive by with the Cavs their last series is their defense. Timothy Mozgov and Tristan Thompson did a great job defensively against the Bulls, and they're going to be needed against Al Horford and Paul Millsap. And again, if Kyrie's healthy and he can perform well, and if LeBron, I would guess LeBron will shoot better than he did last series. He did not have the best shooting series, but then he still controlled the game with his passing and stuff like that. I would still tend to give the edge to Cavaliers because I just haven't been that impressed by what the Hawks have done so far at the playoffs, even though they have gotten this far. I would tend to give the Cavs the edge, but I think it's going to be super close.
And from the league's perspective, obviously you want LeBron in the NBA Finals. That's good for exposure. And out west, I guess, I don't know if the league has a preference. Houston, a pretty big market. Is Golden State, though, a more high-profile team?
Yeah, I mean, I think Golden State and Cleveland would probably be the preferred matchup. Just Golden State's been the best team all year. I think they're really popular. A lot of people like Stephen Curry. He's the league's MVP, and obviously LeBron is always going to be good for ratings. So seeing LeBron go against Stephen Curry and that team, the Warriors, they're trying to finish up. They've had a great season, 67 wins, and to see them try to finish off their journey of their great season against LeBron, I think would be excellent television to watch. Really thrilling stuff, and I would guess the Warriors would definitely be the favorite again. Obviously, it's sometimes tough to bet against LeBron, but the Warriors as a team are just much more complete on both sides of the ball. But again, I think that would be a pretty good series if LeBron came to play and if Kyrie came to play and the Cavs defense stepped up too. So I would Warriors Cavs is my ideal finals. I think it's a lot of people are the same, but I mean the other ones would be good too. The Rockets are entertaining; they play fast. The Hawks have been a fun team when they have it going, so I don't think we can really go too wrong with any of them.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Jason, we appreciate you sharing some insight with us. Enjoy the games, and we'll try and catch up with you when we get to the finals.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jason Pat, SB Nation. Today's Fast Break, talking basketball with us. We